Welcome to the Wednesday, March 10th, 2009 edition of the Sands and its Storm Center Stormcast, again presented by Johannes Ulrich. Have you registered for Sands Fire 2009 yet? Sands 2009, our big conference in Orlando, just finished. And, well, if you haven't been there, then what are you up to in June? Hope to see you in Baltimore at Sands Fire. If you want to know more, and we have a great evening program coming with lots of handler talks, go to isc.sands.org/sandsfire. We also have our handler panel again, where you get to spend an hour with all of our handlers that are attending and get to quiz them and discuss current security issues. So what else is new? Well, today, of course, Microsoft Patch Day. Microsoft released a total of 3 bulletins. The first one fixes a bug in the Windows kernel. An exploit would use malformed WMF or EMF images to execute arbitrary code. These images could arrive via many means, but the most likely attack probably involves a malicious website or attachment. The second bulletin addresses a bug in SJournal. This library is used to establish SSL connections. The bulletin mentions that the server may accept connections even if only the public key is known to the attacker. That appears to be a serious SSL implementation issue. The third and last bulletin is probably the most interesting. It talks about DNS issues, and DNS, of course, is my favorite protocol. A total of 4 bugs are mentioned. First, a vulnerability in the way responses are validated. It appears to be possible to send additional data which will not be validated sufficiently and then cached. Cache poisoning could be the result of this vulnerability. The second bug is another bug that would allow cache poisoning, and it affects DNS query IDs. DNS query IDs are used to create DNS sessions and to validate responses. The query ID should be random. Early RFCs actually require the query ID to increment, but that has long since been disbanded because it would be so easy to fake responses. Well, it appears that for the Microsoft DNS server, query IDs are not as random as we hoped for. That has been addressed in the past, and it doesn't appear to be a huge issue, but it comes with the patch, so why not go ahead and patch it? The last 2 bugs are actually related, in particular to fixed host names that are used for 2 features. The first feature is WPAT. WPAT is used to auto-configure a proxy server. It relies on a host name wpat.yourdomain.com. Once Internet Explorer starts up, it will query that domain name and that host, if it exists, to figure out whether or not it should use a proxy server. If you haven't defined that host name, someone could use dynamic DNS updates to insert a host name. That could then, of course, be used to launch monkey-in-the-middle attacks for HTTP, because your browser would now go to the malicious proxy server. The second part of that is ISATAP. That's an IPv6 tunneling protocol. It also relies on standard host names and, well, is subject to the same problem. So this patch will fix both of these issues. But let's not just talk about Microsoft. Now, you all know about Microsoft patches. We look out for them and install them. A couple other things happened too. Adobe published a patch for its Acrobat PDF reader. That's the patch we all waited for, which is patching a vulnerability that's actively being exploited. So this is probably something that's even more important than these Microsoft vulnerabilities and something you do want to apply very quickly. And then we had today this interesting issue with PIFTS.exe. It's one of these things that all for a sudden just pops up and balloons to like a big story. PIFTS.exe appears to have been sitting on systems with Norton antivirus for a long, long time, but all for a sudden somebody recognized it's there and it's establishing outbound connections. And then, of course, discussions start. What is it actually doing? Well, it appears to be harmless. It's part of the Symantec update process. So, yes, it will call back to Symantec to check whether there are updates. It also reports on what update level you have installed to basically tell Microsoft, not Microsoft, Symantec, how current your system is and what to push to you. The interesting side effect, you know, as this PIFTS.exe started to spread all over forums and people looked for it actively via Google, there now appear to be some Google ads that actually spread malware if you type that search term into Internet Explorer, into Google, and click on any of the responses. So really one of these weird, interesting issues. PIFTS.exe, it is part of, it's a legitimate part of Symantec's update process. To close things off, I would like to point you to a diary Bojan just published a couple minutes ago, literally before I started recording this Stormcast. And he's publishing a couple details about an attack he has seen recently. In this attack, a web server in a hosting facility was compromised and then used to ARP poison the switch in front of this web server and redirect traffic to other web servers to this compromised web server, and then, of course, inject malicious JavaScript into this. Really tough to the other customers on this switch. You know, they do nothing wrong, really, other than maybe go with this particular hosting provider. These attacks have happened in the past. But what Bojan does is he, in his usual way, in doing like a reverse analysis of that particular malware, shows a lot of details about this particular attack. Worthwhile reading for everybody who has a web server or hosts them. So please take a look and see what Bojan has to say. With that, I hope you all have a good day. We also have our webcast later today at 1 p.m. Eastern Daylight Savings Time. So you may want to listen to that. I'll be talking about SSL a little bit and then about the Microsoft patches, of course. Thanks for listening and goodbye.